Steve Miller. Zimbabweans headed to the polls Monday in their first election without former leader Robert Mugabe on the ballot. VOA's Philip Alexio has more.
Zimbabwe's main opposition leader said reported voting delays were a deliberate attempt to undermine his supporters. The allegations by Nelson Chamisa intensified concerns about management of the election and the prospect of a dispute over its outcome. But the voting turnout was high and, in a break from the past, peaceful. President Emmerson Mnangagwa has promised a credible vote that he hopes will bring international legitimacy and investment. Long lines formed outside many polling stations in the capital of Harare and elsewhere. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports a new summary into the Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 investigation has been released.
An independent investigation report released more than 4 years after the plane disappeared highlights shortcomings in the government response that exacerbated the mystery. It's presumed to have crashed in the far southern Indian Ocean. The plane carrying 239 people from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing vanished on the 8th of March 2014. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Eritrea and Somalia have agreed to restore diplomatic relations. Both countries made the announcement Monday in another thaw in the rest of Horn of Africa region. Eritrea's information minister shared the joint statement on Twitter as Somalia's president ended a historic 3-day visit to one of the world's most closed-off nations. The countries have not had diplomatic ties for nearly 15 years. Somalia's president also called for the lifting of UN sanctions on Eritrea over its alleged support of the Somali-based Al-Shabaab extremist group. Eritrea has long denied those allegations. This is VOA News. Building on President Donald Trump's Indo-Pacific strategy, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced $113 million in new regional investments focused on technology, energy, and infrastructure.
As I will detail in a bit, this region is one of the greatest engines of the future global economy. And it already is today.
The announcement comes at a time when trade frictions with China have given U.S. trade diplomacy a sharper edge. A senior U.S. official said the investments were not aimed at countering China's Belt and Road Initiative, which consists of mostly state-led infrastructure projects linking Asia, parts of Africa, and Europe. One of the two Reuters journalists charged with possessing official information has testified that he knew nothing about the documents that police allegedly found on his phone and had no idea of where they came from. Jossa U and his colleague Wa Lone have pleaded not guilty for violating Myanmar's Official Secrets Act, under which they could get up to 14 years in prison if convicted. Indonesian authorities said one man was killed by falling stones on Mount Rinjani, while other stranded tourists were unhurt as the evacuation operation continues in a bid to bring hikers back safely.
Masyarakat karena masih trauma.
The people are still in trauma. Most of them dare not go home and had opted to stay in the temporary shelters because the earthquakes are ongoing, although the strength of the quake has weakened.
Karena gempa masih dirasakan, meskipun intensitasnya lebih rendah.
The spokesman of the National Disaster Mitigation Agency said 26-year-old Indonesian university student Muhammad Ainul Taksim was struck by stones following a landslide triggered by the 6.4 magnitude quake that rocked the island of Lombok on Sunday. AP correspondent Shirley Smith reports Republicans, anxious about keeping control of Congress, thinks it is a bad idea about closing down the U.S. government, but U.S. President Donald Trump say he's still willing to shut it down over border security issues.
President Trump would be taking a political risk if he allows most of the government to lapse on October 1st, the first day of the new budget year, and roughly a month before the elections when Republican control of both House and Senate is at stake. Democrats don't have enough votes by themselves to block House approval, but they do have the strength to derail legislation in the closely divided Senate. Shirley Smith, Washington.
The wildfire burning almost unchecked in Northern California has claimed its sixth victim. Shasta County Sheriff Tom Bosenko said the victim did not evacuate despite receiving a warning. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.